Establishing expectations. We all enter marriage hoping that many of our needs and wants will be realized, and that our relationship will develop in ways that are pleasing to us. Unfortunately, these expectations often remain unspoken and sometimes unfulfilled. Although most marriage partners develop some awareness of each other's preferences after years of living together, this is insufficient. In a healthy marriage, being a mind reader is not part of a spouse's job description. If an individual expects something from another person, he or she must make those expectations clearly understood. Why do couples fail to establish marriage expectations? Perhaps they have never thought about them, have been disappointed in previous relationships and don't want to get hurt. So rather than hoping for anything, they expect nothing. Feel so strongly about individual freedom and autonomy, they believe it morally wrong to ask anything of their mates that could be interpreted as a demand. Have never had any real expectations for themselves, so defining expectations for a mate is completely foreign. Don't believe they have the right to ask much of anything from anyone, including their spouse. Fear their mate's rejection, or don't know the whys and hows of establishing meaningful expectations. Savvy couples recognize that failing to establish any real expectations for one another is like an employer and employee beginning a relationship with no understanding of or agreement on job requirements, compensation, company policies, and so forth. This marital sin of omission is not the kind of error two intelligent, self-respecting marriage partners would knowingly make. And yet millions make such mistakes all the time. I learned some important lessons about the confront practice the hard way. I grew up in a family and culture with a strong emphasis on being positive and avoiding negativity. I avoided confronting to not be contentious or confrontational. Throughout my previous marriage, I never made it a point to establish clear expectations with my former wife, nor did she with me. Furthermore, neither of us was very good at confronting the problems we faced. Over the course of 20 years, we were able to get by in our marriage by concentrating on our primary mutual interest, our children, in ways that were mostly positive. Nevertheless, we wound up paying a high price by failing to confront the difficult, sensitive issues that continued to crop up over time, as they inevitably do in any relationship. It took me a long time to finally confront my own genuine feelings that had built up for years. I was not happy in my marriage. I felt that a part of me was dying, and I was convinced, after trying to resolve our problems with marriage counseling over a period of 8 years with several different therapists, that the fundamental sources of unhappiness in our marriage would never change. So, it was only after tremendous struggle that I made, by far, the toughest decision of my life to terminate my marriage of over 20 years. How much better it might have been had I been really clear with myself and my former wife about what I expected in marriage. Now, I'm convinced that even though it's not always easy, constructively confronting challenges with our mates is one skill every husband and wife must learn and practice. Committed couples embrace the opportunity to establish meaningful, realistic, and mutually acceptable expectations for one another as a productive, preventative step. Four simple guidelines in establishing marital expectations are to ensure that they are, one, meaningful, two, realistic, three, mutually acceptable, and four, effectively communicated.